Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But anyway, back to the cool thing.
I just got to know one thing before you get started.
What?
I'm way better to look at than Phil, right?
Negative, sir. Oh, you talking about Robertson?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Would you rather stare across at me or your brother?
I'm scared of
no,
Phil.
No, I'll take you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, you good. Tell your story now. We're good.
I was going to give it one of them. But since he put it that way, yeah, I'll take you.
And I smell good.
Hey, that's true. I was just going to say, you smell
you're
good.
An improvement in that area. Okay.
All right,
now,
what you got?
Back to the cool thing.
What's in your crawl, sir?
I just think this is so cool. Look, we had a fan call in and asked a question, okay, about.
They called in.
What? Yeah. What? Was it on the call or was it on the machine there, JD?
Left us a message.
Was it on the Google thing here?
It was on the Google thing.
It was on the Google
thing. My man from Michigan,
what was his name?
He sent in a thing about the sturgeon. He sent it like three times.
No, I don't want to hear the sturgeon.
Oh, it don't matter.
He was talking fish.
My man Thomas
asked a question
about
what swallowed Jonah? Now, hey, here's the cool part. The question was asked by in my humble opinion, and I'm in that too, by a stupid human being, okay? and hey, Thomas, I ain't calling you stupid, okay? That's a phrase I'm going to use, okay?
He's calling.
The human race, in my opinion, is stupid.
That's what I was going to clarify. He's calling us all stupid.
But anyway.
Which is fine, because I agree.
He asked the question, what swallowed Jonah, okay? My opinion was a whale. Well, guess what? You know, the Almighty looked down and chuckled. And guess what? Hey, he sent a whale, a big humpback whale, to a guy was catching lobsters. He had already caught 100. Okay. And guess what? Then, you know, the guy up on the boat is watching the guy's bubbles. He's got a tank on. He's deep sea diving, catching lobster. Well, the bubbles disappear. And then there's a big bunch of bubbles come up. And then a big humpback comes up and shakes his head, okay? Because the diver below, he had done swallowed him. And the diver was beating on the sides of this whale inside him, and so he comes up and spits him back out. That's my near the story of Jonah. Okay?
It was only
so I just Nineveh. Thought it was so cool that a human being asked a question, and then God chuckled and said, I've done wrote it in my book for you, but here. Here it is again.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Get you some of this.
Here's a reminder.
Hit it one more time.
In case you missed the first time.
If you missed the first time, I'll remind you of first importance.
I got a question for you. How did you know that story? Because you really just stole the whole fifth segment of this show.
Well, no, we started at one. I'm glad we started
I just thought it was so cool.
Where did you see it, though? Because you don't have the machine, as you call it.
Me and my cohort over there, my handler. Went to Mississippi for an event this
and they
weekend.
Were all telling you about it?
And my buddy, Mark Brewster, was with us, okay?
Marky Mark.
And he's over there, we're sitting somewhere, and he starts laughing. I said, what's so funny? He said, what I'm looking at. He said, a whale just swallowed a man. And then he come back up, and he's shaking his head, and he said, spits him back out. Yeah. And I said, I've read that story somewhere.
You know the difference between me and that old boy?
What?
Is when I told this story, I'd have told him I was wearing like a Rapala shirt. or a booyah shirt or something, and they'd have thought he thought that whale thought I was a topwater bait, and then that way I could get sponsored by him. Like, how many of y'all caught a whale?
And just dope popped him.
Yeah, just I was swimming like this. I was doing a little plopping around.
Oh no, no, you. Next thing you know, you brought that up. Look, I was watching surfers.
Okay.
Okay, and then guess what? Yeah.
Something ate him.
Yeah. Look, so they went back and they took a guy with a tank on, and they get under a surfer, okay, and he's got these fins on.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what he looks like?
A seal.
A seal, and guess what hit that? Yeah.
Got him.
I think that's
sharks like seals, okay?
I think that's from a movie.
Well, whatever it was for real, because, hey, one of them come up there and dope-popped it, just like a topwater bait.
Oh, I love it.
And so, and look, all you see left is a swirl, boys. It's like I can't take the guy's name. He sings a song.
Jonah?
How about Don't Look Ever?
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens. Too
Ray
late.
Stevens.
Too late. He done got a free shot, boys.
That's the street.
Hey, that's shark. Yeah, hey, the freaker. Yeah, here he comes.
Fast thing.
He ain't
on
wearing nothing
feet,
but a smile.
I love it.
Well,
I'm glad to see Si had one heck of a weekend.
Oh, dude, I was fired up about this Jonah and the Whale.
And it was a great event.
Them batteries is charged. What was your event? Because I was out of town, too. Well, where were you?
It was with Mark Brewster.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah, Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the Golden Moon Casino is.
With the Choctaw Indians.
And speaking of that, the chief... Cyrus Ben, okay, he's the chief of the Choctaw Nation.
And you
gave
us one. He's wearing it, and I didn't wear it.
What is that?
Because I showed it to my woman.
Is that their version of Mardi Gras?
No.
It's a serious necklace that they make.
You only
That's
get
awesome.
That. Yeah, you only no, get that from the chief.
Here.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They sell some other ones in the store.
It ain't from the chief.
But it ain't from the chief.
And, hey, when people saw these medallions, they were like, y'all been to the chief? And so I was like, yeah, that's right.
And hey, if you turn it over, he signed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And not only that, hey, I brought it home. I had it on. My wife says, ooh, that's beautiful. You know, well, hey, it went from my neck to her neck.
And it was like your honeymoon all over it.
And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, and hey, I ain't getting it back, okay?
Yeah,
it's hers.
He got to earn it.
She said, come and take it, big boy.
So, hey, Chief, that's right. Chief, I appreciate it. My wife loves it.
Oh,
okay?
That's awesome. No, I still have my deal. Remember when we did the Seminole deal?
Okay.
They gave us those necklaces with a cross that they had hand-beaded the cross, but the deal was made out of bone, some kind of bone. I still have that thing hanging from the mirror of my truck.
I was just going to say, if you go out and look in my truck, mine's hanging right there on the backup mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, tell them about the drum that Chief Cyrus showed us.
Yeah. Yo, I'm looking nosy, okay, and I'm dangerous. It's like when I was on with Mark, the auctioneer, and I walked in his place and picked something up, and it was a piece of junk and just disintegrated in my hands and then hit the floor and busted. Well, I'm in his office, and there's all kind of neat stuff. You know, one of them is a drum, so I just pick up the drumsticks and boom. Well, he says, "Hold it." He gets on the phone.
No, I'm a noisemaker, boys.
Yeah, you know, he gets on the phone.
So I started
the
war.
A guy comes in and says, "Hey, here's the keys to my car. Go get the drum that my cousin made me." So look. He brings this beautiful drum in there, and he tells how they do it, okay? You've got to make it out of black tupelo wood, okay? And the way you got to find out about it is, okay, you got to go in the woods, and you sit down and listen. And what you're waiting to hear is a woodpecker going.
Oh, like a pileated woodpecker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's eating bugs out of it. And you've got to know from the sound of it, that's a black tupelo tree that woodpecker's on. So now let me go find him. And then I can cut that tree down, and all the wood is out of black tupelo. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
This is the neatest thing. They kill a deer. Okay.
I'm in.
They use the hide on the top of his back because it's the thickest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To make the drum, cure it. Okay, get all the hair off of it, stretch it, and they make it. The drum is round, okay, and then they make real thin where you can bend it, okay, and they make a wraparound deal that will barely fit over that. They put the hide over it and then push it down with that wood that they've bent.
Mm-hmm.
Look, then they have rope all the way around it, okay, and it's crisscrossed. And on the crisscross, they got a piece of deer hide, okay, and if you move it up or down, you can actually tune this drum to whatever. If you want it real bassy and soft, you can make that. Or if you want it just boom, boom, loud, you can put it up real tight. You know. So I just looked at that. I said, that's so cool. This is handmade, for crying out loud.
That's awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so he's got to get with a chief because I want them to make me one.
Did you ask him to make you a string of bells?
No, but I am. He's going to tell the chief I'll pay for it, okay, because I want one of them drums. It's handmade, costs about $3,000, and I'll pay for it.
That's awesome.
I want one because, hey, it was so cool. He was showing me and hitting different, you know, beats.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can tune this thing to sound like anything.
John, okay? David, I'm going to send you some pictures of that so you can
see. But it's fantastic. Awesome. Okay, it really is.
You're fired up.
Well, I am because I'm 1/16 Cherokee. Okay.
So, are you the only one in your family?
I'm the only one. I'm the only one in it.
Martin.
That's right.
Is Phil 1/16 no, Cherokee?
I'm the only one in the family that's 16th. Okay. All
right, just double checking.
Hey, I know better than that. If I've got it, okay. My family's got it too. Okay?
I'm just asking. Huh? You said he doesn't.
My great great grandmother was full blood Cherokee. Okay.
Full blood.
And you were talking about the Seminoles. I went down there, and I loved them people, okay?
Oh, I did too. I was going to ask you.
You were with us.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Him and Gowan.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't realize, okay, if you're a football fan, you don't realize how big football players are because, hey, the Seminoles, okay, used to be they was always in the playoffs.
Florida State?
When Bobby Bodden.
Bowden.
Well, I can't say it right.
B-O-W-D-E-N.
You know who he's talking about.
But anyway, when he was the coach.
His son is at ULM now.
Okay, well, they'll be in the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah, probably not. Well, hey, I like your attitude.
Well, hey.
Go, Terry.
Like father, like son, okay? He's a good coach. But anyway, the Seminoles were always in the playoffs. I love to watch them. I love the people. Look. Their team come up there, the football team.
Oh, I got a picture of you with them.
Yeah. No, somewhere on my phone. Oh,
wait.
I'm 6'3", okay, and I'm going.
It was Kelvin Benjamin.
I said, hey, are the clouds cold up there where you're at?
You're 6'3"?
Yeah.
Well, when he's
6'2".
This boy made me like
you
I was.
Straighten out the top of that back, we can get him.
Hey.
You got to. He going to need to be like that drum, old son. He going to have to be stretched.
Let me go back. I changed it. Are you aware? I wish Phil was back in here.
Yeah.
At least he don't get on me.
And, hey, they picked us up in a private Seminole jet that was probably one of the nicest jets that we've ever flown on.
I can concur that fact.
Yeah.
Because when that lady asked what we wanted for breakfast, and she went in and cooked.
We had a personal stewardess. Okay.
Stewardess.
And, hey, and she was fine.
I think they call them flight attendants now.
And she was fine. Stewardess. Boys. Okay. And she cooked us a big omelet.
We're about to be back at share.
Well, hey, look.
No, we ain't because we go into break. Right.
Now, Martin. Go,
let's
go,
get
go.
Out of here. We'll be back right after this. I do want to know, though, so I got a question for you. Why do you think Native Americans love you so much?
Hey,
I figured you was like reminded them of like the medicine man, the crazy man in the village. You know, I figured they like, hey, I knew him. Like,
that's so good because I was just gonna say, I'm the medicine man.
There it is.
You got him, Martin.
Oh, I love it. I was just thinking it when you said you're like the medicine man.
So I was a man that come out from the teepee down on the end and was like, what y'all need?
Hey, look,
I got it.
That and had them buffalo horns on my head and I love it.
He come out from the end, say, what y'all need?
That's right. What you boys need?
Good
I
job.
Got all, hey, this thing around my neck, my medicine patch, I've got everything I need in it.
Now, I'm going to tell you, because I've been with him.
I don't know that I've ever heard him laugh this
long. That was good. Martin got him good. But at the event we were at in Philadelphia, Mississippi, for Lane Taylor, it was a Lane Taylor event, and I'm going to tell y'all this. It was some of the best people we've ever met. They take care of us. You know, mm-hmm. you know when events are good. This was one of the best ones that we've been on in a long time. And after the show, they're taking Cy, getting in the car. He's going back to the green room. He's going to grab a bite to eat before he goes back to the hotel. And these people, mostly kids, 12 and under got in free. The kids did. And there's lots of people, probably 200 people waiting to meet Cy, but they're not going to get to because Cy's gone.
Yeah.
So I walk in the green room and say, hey, Cy, I said, listen, there's 200 kids that are lined up to meet you.
Yeah, they don't stand in front of the stage. They better line. And I said, what are they lined up for?
And there's only one thing you can do. This.
So this is why they like him so much, because he said, you know what? He said, just bring them all in. He said, just bring everyone
over. There's only
in.
One thing you can do then.
I said, hey, here you go.
I've been there.
I said, hey, start them. Run up there like cattle.
He saw every. Cy was the last one to leave the event.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody was just blown away.
Yeah.
Well, that's why your fans love you so much.
And I'll say this, that's a pact I made to myself when we started these things. There wasn't going to be somebody at them events that didn't get that chance because.
No.
You know, I try to remain humble in the fact that people still won't come up to me and talk to me and ask me for a picture, you know? So, like.
Well, I just. To me personally, okay, and I've met people, okay, that are in the limelight, and they're really not very nice.
Okay? Oh, yeah. That's that old phrase, never meet your hero.
Yeah, yeah. You know? But for me, hey, the fans have made me a lot of money, okay?
Preach.
And I just think it would be pretty sorry on my part if I won't take the time to sign an autograph or take a picture with them.
Mm-hmm. I'm same way. No, I'm exact same. I was in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend at the Bassmaster Classic, and I figured out something. Do you believe that people actually listen to what we do in here?
Well,
because it had to be 500 of them told me, I love that Duck Call Room podcast. Yes.
Well, no, because here's the thing. When me and Stone and BK, we went to Mississippi to fish for them big copper nose brim, and then went to the Gulf to fish for red snapper and all that. BK gets on the TV when we're at the camp, and she brought up one, and I watched it, and I don't remember which one it was. I mean, we're crazy, but hey, we also discuss some important things.
He likes our own podcast.
Hey, some good
he's a fan.
Stuff. Some good stuff comes out of
here. Did you subscribe?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I subscribed and liked.
Hey, all right. Way to go,
Well, I hope you hit that bell for notifications.
Right in, boy.
Leave us five stars. Like and subscribe.
Hey,
tell
I'm
your
telling
friends.
You, they must have cleaned up in here or something because the bell's clearer than it normally is.
That's because somebody went to HR and you know that. Uh-oh. And because it was you.
No.
Somebody did Windex that bell.
Hey, I did ask the crowd when Cy was doing his event, and I was kind of the hype man getting them going. And I said, how many of you listen to the podcast? And I'm telling you, like 75%. There was 1,000 people there, and they were all...
Yeah,
I mean, so people are listening.
I can't believe they sit here and listen to us opine about things.
I was checking people out in the honey. I went to eat lunch with my parents at the Honey Hole Tackle Shop. It's a great place.
I thought they sold baits, fishing baits.
They do. And
they actually sell food too?
No.
No, they had it ordered in.
I went to eat at the Honey Hole.
I like being around
Come
my
to the
parents.
Honey Hole where you can get some good food.
Okay. So I went to eat lunch with them while they were working. They got swamped. So I'm up there checking people out, and a dude looks at me and goes, man, I just love that podcast. And I was like, you listen to it? He's like, yeah. And then the next dude in line was like, man, y'all are hilarious. And I was like,
look, and I got to give you credit, too. I saw like five of them ugly shirts at that Bassmaster class.
Boom!
All right.
So you're making
them?
They've sold six or five. They've sold five and given one away.
He didn't pay for it.
Hey, I know somebody that famous that just got one recently.
Well, is it your uncle that runs the... Honey,
daddy.
That's my dad.
That's his father.
It's episode 41, man.
Oh, episode.
he missed that one, John David.
I missed that, boy.
Who'd you think we was talking about when Dave and James?
I thought,
Mac.
He's thinking
it's
Mac.
Are you thinking Mac? You used to hunt with my Uncle Mac.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking about Matt's brother.
David.
Yeah.
That's his daddy. Dad?
That's my father.
Yeah.
Shock of all shocks, boy.
Side known you for 10 years and just now put it together.
Because I was fixing to say, I can't believe you got your grandfather and grandmother running the store.
It's my dad.
Well, I know. Well, see, I didn't know.
And they don't trust me to run anything.
Well, hey, I fit. I wouldn't either.
Hey,
Look, I will tell you what the honey hole is. Only place in America you can find a half ounce of white and chartreuse chatterbait.
Now that's
true. I bought all of them.
now you can't find them.
All of them.
Well, hey, when they like something, hey, you gotta have
it. You gotta get on it.
I lost my last one the other day. I said I won't do that again. I ain't running out of them. But look, I will say this: you were in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I was in Fort Worth, Texas. It felt good to be back out there.
Ooh.
It felt like the world was coming back together.
Yep.
Now, it is a lot different now because we've been trained for a year, year and a half now to give people 6 foot of space. So it's kind of interesting. Like people, even when they're waiting in line, they give a little extra room, which makes a better experience for everybody. You didn't realize how much we're crowding each other till this thing got up there. Now everybody gets their own little time. They get 30 seconds to a minute to talk to you and they move on. Nobody's like pushing to get up there. But it felt good to see America back to normal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There was 50,000 rednecks in this place all talking about fishing. We're going to be all right in this country.
We're back, baby.
We're going to be all right in this country.
Because, hey, that's like, what I told them over there in Mississippi. You know, and I said, everybody needs to chill out. Look, here's what you need to do. Just
that's a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. I said, because here's the good news. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, trust me when I say this, they're still running this joint.
Ooh.
Okay.
Amen.
You know, preach. So, hey, chill out. And enjoy life.
Well, look, we're gonna take some of your own advice and take a breath right here. We'll be right back after this.
Here we go.
Okay,
I got somebody that wants to go fishing with you.
Ooh. Oh, yes, sir.
Hold on, we
and I ain't told you yet.
Oh, somebody wants to go fishing with me?
Hold on.
Is it male or female?
Can we guess?
No.
Ooh, let me guess. Hold on. Let's go.
So hold on. Look, boys. The powers that be that sit over here to my right didn't like the way we told y'all. So we're going to go ahead and maybe tell y'all again. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a friendly review.
A friendly one.
And a good rating.
If you got something bad to say, do like your parents taught you. Don't say nothing at all. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about we go back to that rule in life?
Amen, brother.
So anyway, no, there you go. YouTube.com/DuckCallRoom, all one word. Like, subscribe, hit the bell. Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review. We appreciate all of y'all because now that we've been out in the world again, I actually know y'all do listen because y'all come up and tell us. So that's awesome. We're not just talking to ourselves about this. But Si, look.
To be fair, though, if we were talking to ourselves, I'm still having fun.
I am too. It's way better than a standard lunch break. I'm just glad that
it makes him come up here 2 hours a week and I get to have fun.
Yeah. But Si, look, for part of the Bassmaster Classics this past weekend, we had a celebrity pro-am fishing tournament prior to it to raise money for charity.
Okay.
So we had some people come in, and I got to talk to him. One of them I ain't seen in a while, but I saw him again, and he expressed a desire to go fishing with Si.
Well, hey, bring him on.
And
who was it?
Do you want to know who it was?
Martin told me.
It may be,
and I think I'm going to get his name right. It may be Jacob Wheeler.
No, not Wheeler.
Oh,
way cooler. Yeah. No offense, Jacob. No.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Jacob. Kevin Van Dam.
Okay.
Well, Van Dam would probably go fishing with you, but
okay. Well,
no. No, bigger.
Don't think fishing.
Don't think fishing. Not.
Think Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Well, hey, good grief. I'll never guess that. Time.
Think also baseball player.
Uh-oh.
Think one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Think prime.
No way. Dion Sanders.
I know. I got one question. Can he fly?
Yes, that's him.
I know. Hey. He can come on.
We talking about primetime neon coach Dion Sanders.
Whoa.
You met Dion Sanders?
Uh-huh.
Was it as magical as I imagined?
Hey, that's that's the real primetime.
Oh, hey. What are you talking about?
Look, we showed up at this lake up there in Texas. And me and him and Greg Hackney. Greg Hackney's a professional fisherman from Louisiana. So, you know me and Hackney's tight because we just rednecks, you know. He from Gonzales. We from West Monroe.
Is that where he's from, Gonzales, Louisiana?
Hackney is, not primetime.
Oh, well, that's where I graduated high school.
But anyway, so we standing there talking, and we're looking at the lake. And old Primetime looks at the lake, and he says, "You boys know I'm more of a private lake fisherman." Ooh. And I looked at him and said, "Buddy, me too." Me too. Well, I like him privately.
I'm leaning toward it.
Yeah.
You'll like this even better. I just thought of this. You know where Deion Sanders went to college?
ULM?
No, Florida State. Seminoles.
Yeah.
I'm full circle.
So, look, yeah, Primetime wants to go fishing. He's over there coaching at Jackson State. So, he lives in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. Well, hey.
I told him I had a spot we could go, and he said, we're going to make it happen this summer. So,
right, there you go.
Cy and Primetime fishing together. That's going to be a good time. Yeah. I'm just going to sit back and watch.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I normally don't ask that.
And Shocker.
Y'all got your fishing trips.
I want to go.
Y'all got your hunting trips.
We're not going to be able to go in the boat with them. We'll just have to watch from another boat.
We'll get a kayak.
Look.
Hey, let's do that. You'll get your dad to sponsor one for us.
Hey, you going
to
get the one who's got the big pedal wings?
Hey, look. And Shocker, Greg Hackney, and Deion Sanders won the tournament.
Oh, so, there they go.
Hey. Yeah, the two best at the deal there. They strapped everybody. So, you know, whatever.
Deion was awesome, though.
Uh-oh.
He's a good
Can
man.
Can I say
oh, yeah. Then yeah, this is awesome. Going to be one of them, yeah, we got it going on.
Because I never liked anybody that Deion Sanders ever played for. Like, if you were to list my least favorite.
Dallas?
Dallas Cow, gross. Atlanta Falcons, gross. Atlanta Braves, gross. Deion Sanders, fantastic. I used to wear a bandana on my head when I played baseball and pitching machine, and everybody called me Primetime. Look, I was number 21.
My favorite part about him that I saw there, though, is he walked in, he's still as competitive as when he was playing football and was trash-talking everybody in there. Trash-talking me, trash-talking Marcus Spear, Cheryl Swoops, all of just trash-talking. And I sat back and thought, I wonder what them boys used to hear when they stood across the line.
Well, no,
you didn't want none.
Get up in that gray matter.
Hey, no.
Because he had me scared to make a cast.
No. But you said he was talking trash.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you can back it up, it ain't trash.
It ain't trash. Yeah. That ain't trash.
Well, yeah. Deion, look.
And he can back it up.
Let's not get it twisted. Now, he was talking trash because he was on the best team. Look, he recognized his teammates and said, oh, yeah, we're going to be all right.
He was pretty good, too.
No, he good.
They made a golden statue of him.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen unless you were.
So, Martin, how tall is he?
Yeah, he put that on himself.
Yeah.
Justin, is he tall as you?
No, he's not as tall as me. He's probably 6'1".
Deion Sanders.
6'1".
He runs the 40 in 4.27 seconds.
4.2.
And he's changed his jewelry now. His necklace is a gold coach's whistle. It was tight, man.
He's the coolest person.
Oh, he is. He was fantastic. I mean, like, that's one of them, like, file under never meet your heroes. Yeah. If Deion's your hero, you won't meet him.
I do want to meet
him, John Day.
He's good. He's good.
We're
going
to tag along.
We're going to tag along.
We'll take our own vehicle.
They got to call you to set it up, so I'll just ride with you down there.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a lot of fun. He won, so the money went to his charity, which is actually like the Jackson State Athletic Fund. Which
that's good.
That fund doesn't go to the school. It goes to the student athletes. So it's actually a stipend so that the student athletes are supplemented their income. So, you know, through the legal actions, they can get through. Yep. It helps them pay for whatever.
Something tells me that the school might be making money off of them charging tickets and popcorn. So maybe they should get a little piece of the pie. Yeah. That's all
get a little bit back.
No.
Oh, so that's another discussion for another day there. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it was good. He told a good story about a kid right before he left here and why that fund meant so much to him. So we raised a ton of money. It was great. We gave money to the Boys and Girls Club of Louisiana because that's Marcus Spears' big deal. So it's always fun to give back. And when you get to hang out with those people, man, like, it's the same old deal, though. It's what I love about the outdoors is it brought in a bunch of people who had no business knowing each other or meeting each other, gave them all a fishing rod, and instantly we had something in common. And that's what the outdoors does, right? I mean, that's why we do what we do.
Yep.
I mean, except for if you see pictures of our senator, not our senator, but a senator, Mr. Ted Cruz, he blew it. Ted, you blew it. Son.
What did he do?
He had that bait cast reel sideways trying to reel it.
Oh,
Ted, you blew it, my man.
Hey,
and look, we duck hunted with Ted.
Yeah.
Look, when I saw him, I said, "You been killing any ducks?" And he was like, "Oh man, it's you." And then they come in, they took him out in a boat, and I saw the pictures from it, and Big Ted's reeling that bait caster sideways. It was not a good look for you, Ted. Look, you know.
I'm looking at
it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you found it.
Do a little research.
Hey, that's fine. Somebody, well,
maybe it was
that's,
a big
that's
fish.
On them. No, that's on them though. They should have gave Ted a spinning reel.
Yeah,
that I'm putting whoever
Ted
handed him the
him
equipment
up for to it, win.
Yeah, in charge of that mistake.
Ted. So,
you know, but it was funny when I saw the pictures. I said, "Oh Lord!" I tell you,
I got too. I got a more disturbing part about this picture. Who wears blue jeans fishing?
It was hot too, bro. Well, he was not there to fish. He was there shaking hands, celebrating.
He just threw one out. He wet a line just to
get it. Then he went out there on the lake. But look, we were – so the second morning of that tournament, you look up, we're driving up here to it, lightning everywhere. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, that ain't no good.
I ain't got no slicker. I ain't got nothing.
That ain't no good.
So I look on the radar, and in the whole United States at 4 a.m., there is one thunderstorm.
It's right there.
And it is sitting on top of the lake that these boys are about to go fish.
Yep.
Which – ain't too big of a deal. You know, rain, all that happens. But when we got there, so they had the Weather Channel there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're standing there talking, just, you know, making stories, small talk, waiting on seeing what's going to happen. The Weather Channel anchor come over there and said, guys, I think y'all probably going to want to go get in your trucks now. I said, huh. I ain't ever been told that by one of them, but when he did that, I found another gear to get to my truck. Like, nice. And in about 2 minutes, here it comes. And it was a beautiful light show. The Lord put on one heck of a lightning show that
night. The only time you listen to the Weather Channel.
If they're there in person. And he said, if they're there in person and he says, you may want to go get in your rig, you go get in your rig. I found that out.
I listen to Jared Floyd all the time. Thank you.
Yeah.
The most.
That's our local weather.
Hey, I do like him.
Yeah, the most spectacular lightning show I ever shot was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I mean, this ain't little one boat.
No, this was that spider web stuff the other morning.
It
was cool.
Thing, the whole sky is lit up.
I'm normally in a closet.
Okay, it looked like a river of lightning.
Well, you think, like, around here, you can't really see it that good because we got all these trees. Out there in North Texas.
And that's why I'm not afraid of the lightning. I'm afraid of the trees.
In that part of Texas, the trees ain't about that big. So you can see everything. And, I mean, it was a lightning show from way back, son. I said, okay. He's showing out this morning. News flash, when that happens, fish don't bite. So.
It's over on the fishing
trip. I'm mad they go get in some heavy cover.
So just to confirm, Osai, you're in on Fishing with Prime Time.
Yes, we are. We are confirmed.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Me and John David. And
Okay.
We might include old Stone on this.
I got to see if I can find. Just quit inviting people.
That boat's getting full.
I got to see if I can find my pitching machine jersey so he can autograph
pitching
it.
Pitching machine jersey.
You know what's funny? My sister has Deion Sanders' autograph, and I was always jealous because he stayed at the Holiday Inn in Monroe.
Payback.
Like super long ago, and my sister just has his name on a piece of paper.
That's awesome.
So he was super nice back then, too.
Now you can get it on a honey hole shirt.
I got to find my mom's never thrown away anything, so I guarantee you my pitching machine jersey somewhere.
Okay, boy.
And I'm going to get Deion Sanders to autograph that number 21.
Hey, why can't we get him on the show, Martin?
You have to talk to his agent about that. Dealing in media relations. I'm just saying the man wants to go fishing.
Well,
he's going to take him fishing.
Open invitation, sir.
Yeah, come on the show.
This seat.
We will kick Phil out anytime you want to.
I'll kick any of them. The only person I'm not kicking out is Si. So, Deion.
You're scared of Si, be honest.
Prime time. Hey, I'm not as scared of Si as I am of Phil.
Hey, get a bag of wacky worms, boys. That's what I'm going to be fishing.
No, not the pond I'm taking you to. But look,
they'll hit that wacky worm, son.
Trust me, there's just better mousetraps. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back from a break, and that break was fantastic. I got Si some ice. He's now drinking his tea. We poured out his coffee.
Chilling out.
And Phil McMillan said he's got a story for us. Tell us, Phil.
Well, my story is, on the way back from the event in Mississippi.
I don't know why I did that.
Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah, coming home.
Can I mention something?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Isn't Philadelphia in Pennsylvania?
No, this was in Mississippi.
Okay, just double check.
It's where the Choctaw.
And in Mississippi.
I don't know.
Golden Moon Casino is.
But anyway, so we're headed back, and me and Si are just easing to the house. You know, we're talking like we always do. And we come up on a car that's going probably 50 miles an hour.
It wasn't that fast.
You think it was slower?
It was 40 or 35.
In the fast lane.
On an interstate.
And so I can't get over to the right because other people are lined up
Somebody's phone's ringing. Hey, this is a public service announcement.
I could just hear it in the background.
This is
while you were talking. It was going.
He's an important man with an important job.
Hey, look, that was our local police jury right there.
I thought that really was.
He's important. I thought there was a bee over there that was half dead and was buzzing on the wood.
Yeah.
So look, so I almost had to lock him up. I'm just, and Si's like, "Good grief, son!" And I'm like, "This person just won't get out of the way." And so we wait while we're getting passed up by what seems like a mile of cars. We finally get to get over, and I want to give them an opportunity to get in the slow lane. So I'm waiting, but they won't get over. So traffic's backing up behind both of us. So I ease up, and I get in front of them. I just look at Si. I said, "Good grief, I can't stand this when people do that. Just get over in the other lane." I said, "I should just lock them up right here." And he was like, "No, don't do that." I said, I'm just saying that's what I felt like. And then... But if I'll just keep driving in 5 minutes, this is going to go away and everything's going to be okay. And then Si asked me, he said, "Let me just ask you something. Do you really think that this is a situation where people will go through this a lot?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Because Willie had a verse in one of our podcasts where he talked about the fruit of the
Spirit."
He
ended it. Okay. Galatians 5:22.
And then I did it again. We've hit Galatians 5:22 the past two podcasts because I wasn't – Willie did it, and then I didn't know he did it.
Yeah.
And then I did it, and then I saw that he did it, and I was like, "Well, hey, get the fruits of the Spirit, people."
Well, no, but I need to remind you what they are. Love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, goodness, okay, self-control. Okay, and look, I told Philip after we'd done this run up behind this guy, I said, I had one the other day, okay, that he literally – going, he was in the fast lane right here in West Monroe, okay, and he's going like 25 miles an hour, okay, and he's got another guy right beside him in the slow lane. They're both going 25 miles an hour. So I ease up behind him, you know, like, "Hey,
drag race."
Yeah, hey, you know, put your foot down on the thing and go ahead and go around him and get over.
I can hear you getting
out. Well, so I'm getting a little, I didn't show the fruits of the Spirit, trust me, okay? No. And I'm.
He got
I'm,
off that fruit and got into thistles.
No, yeah, I got the thorn and the thistles, okay? Because it scared me because not only did the person driving the car, okay, wouldn't move over, but she didn't tap her brake pedal to make the lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
She slammed on the brakes. And, hey, I like to rear-ended her, okay?
Oh, so Lord, you about rear-ended Brittany.
No. Well, hey, look.
That's her move.
It could have been.
Hey, it scared me, okay? Mm-hmm. Folks, here's the thing, okay? In this day and age, with all the drug problems that the United States of America have got, it's like when you're behind the wheel and you're doing stuff that may you think is funny, okay, what you're doing is like taking a .357 Magnum pistol,
okay,
clicking out 5 shells, leaving one in it, putting it together and spinning it, putting it into your head and playing Russian roulette. Because, hey, you don't know who's driving that car. And you're out there doing inconsiderate things. You're operating a vehicle, okay, in a society, and there's a lot of other people. You're not the only. This is not your private highway.
My man, you spitting fire now.
Well, no, because
preach, brother, come on.
Well,
I ain't stopping.
Come on, preach.
It's a scary situation, okay?
Because
look, kid,
spitting that fire, son.
No,
come on,
hey,
amen.
A kid 6 years old just got killed, and hey, guess what started it? Road rage,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I believe it.
Hey, that car in front of me the other day that I liked to rear end, may have had a child in a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And what if I'd have slammed into her and killed that kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, out of anger.
You know, just out of stupidity, okay, on both parts.
I agree.
Number one, look, it's a law, okay? If you're going to drive, okay, if you come up to somebody and you're in the slow lane, you put your left blinker on, you go around him, and okay, and as soon as it is safety for you to get back over, you get back over. That's a law.
Preach it, brother. Come on.
All I'm saying is, okay, please drive considerate, okay? You're not the only one on the highway.
Come on, brother. Let's hear it.
So,
that's an excellent point.
Well, I'm just saying, be safe, guys.
It's like he was telling me, he said, And but what he said was, he said, "Listen, Philip, I'm working on this because
no, I handled it wrong. Know, I handled it wrong. Because when I went around her, I got on the horn and I scared her. Okay."
But with this is
I got on that horn.
She scared me, okay? Because I like to rear-end the girl, okay?
Well, I like what you said though, because you said first of all, I'm working on this. This ain't something that I've got down pat. But then he said, I started thinking, when I get behind the wheel, am I still living by the fruits of the spirit?
Yeah, love, I'm joy, a peace, Christian.
And then look, and then I start feeling bad because I wanted to get this car that was holding us up. And he said, just think about where it would lead. If you turn around, you slam the brakes on, they shoot at you. All of a sudden, we got a truck full of weapons. We shoot back. Uncle Si's in the hospital. He's shot. You know, what happened? Rage.
Look here. I'll give you an example, okay? When I was younger, okay, there were some people that had four-wheel drives. And guess what they did? They put steel two-inch pipes on front and it run it down the side.
Have you ever heard this story?
Look. If you would have run in and done that little maneuver with them guys, they would have put that four-wheel drive in third gear, eased up on your bumper, put the pipe on your bumper, and pushed you off the road.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't get out of the way.
You wouldn't do it but one time.
Well, no. I'm just saying, back in the day, the people I run with had pipes on their pickup truck, four-wheel drive. And, hey, if you'd pull that maneuver with them.
And you push people off the road?
They will push you off the side of the road, okay?
Well, and just go on about
that. I guess I'm just not in that big of a hurry.
No, but here's what I tell you. Well, and I agree. Look, you can ask anybody. I'm a pretty defensive driver. I don't get in a hurry.
I leave comfortable with.
I leave early. I'm never like, get there, you know, having to haul to get somewhere on time. I leave early. I'm fine with it. But I will say, when you're on the roads these days, you see a glaring problem in today's society on that highway. And it's just like what Si said.
It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's,
not
that's,
dangerous.
That's one of the
it's
problems.
Selfishness.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate.
It's what it is. It's selfishness. The only thing that matters is what's going on in this 4 feet of car in my life. They don't think about anybody else. But except what's happening right here. They don't think about the person beside them, behind them, in front of them. It's none of that. It's just all about them right there in that moment, and that's it. That's all they care about, which is one of the reasons we are where we are today. And apparently I missed the study that showed that the cruise control can cause brain damage because they don't use that rascal neither.
Oh, here we go.
You can put that thing on. You can put, look, people out there, there's a button. It says cruise. Yeah. You can set that thing and you will go that speed.
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing other than steer.
Mark Brister.
And it's a gas saver. Okay.
It is.
Yeah.
Philip Millen done gotten the first and last names over here.
I couldn't help it. I said it earlier.
Yeah, I would say, though, I drive in a way where I'm not like Stone where I just don't even like other people, but I don't trust them.
No, I don't either.
So I'm watching every car. And
what's funny?
And
is,
I do like y'all probably wouldn't like me because I'm about 5 under the speed limit just because it's more comfortable.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you ain't overriding in the left lane.
No, if you want around me, it's easy.
Go ahead. Yeah. Very cordial.
Yeah, hey, you can go.
Yeah.
The only thing, look, and folks, hey, I'll be the first son. Okay, I can tell Philip. Okay, I'm working on my issues with that. Okay, I'm not a saint. Okay, sometimes people pull it short in front of me, and it irritates me to no end. But here's the thing that I'm trying to get you to realize about this, okay? And me personally, okay? I let someone else, okay, they was doing something stupid, and they made me react to it, and I reacted stupidly.
Well, Si, you know the good thing.
Yeah.
You can't spell saint or sinner without S-I.
Well, hey, it is.
There it is.
But, hey, all I'm telling you is, folks, look, hey, when you get in your vehicle, you need to put this in the back of your mind. Okay, no matter what happened today, I'm gonna be with the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Don't go the thorns and thistle route that I did the other day.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
Well, because we probably,
drive fruity.
Because it's dangerous. Okay?
And it's like that. It's funny to think about it and drive with the fruits of the Spirit because it sounds silly. But it literally, if you do things with the fruits of the Spirit, everything gets better,
right?
Including driving. And if we all did that, we'd have a lot less stories of bad car accidents and stuff like that, because people would just be considerate. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be getting upset. They'd be because you're right, it's selfish. People are on their cell phones. People aren't thinking, oh, this person behind me might have three kids in the back of their car, and they're just trying to go to, and they're like, oh, I wonder what Sarah's doing this afternoon.
Or across.
I don't care what Sarah's doing this afternoon. I just want to live.
I can find out what she's doing when I get to where I go.
Yeah. So don't get me on them cell phones. No, don't get me on them cell phones.
No, it is. It's incredible. It's just a.
So be considerate, drivers. There's not a Bible verse for that. Just kind of. I'm sure there's one about chariots and stuff.
Yeah. No, there's.
But.
Love one another.
Put others' needs ahead of your own.
It was dangerous back in the chariot day, too.
Oh, man.
He cut me off. Get the whip out.
Back in the chariot day.
All right, boys. Let's take our last break. We'll be back right
after
this.
Are we already to our last break?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I need to make a shout out too before you get finished.
Go ahead and shout them out.
Shout it out right now, Phil.
When we were at the last event with Si,
that's not a shout out. That's a story.
I can't help it. Brister came on stage and sang a song for Si, and it was hilarious. And a boy came from the audience, got up on stage and danced, and his name was Elam Robbins.
And they did the. Funky Brother, what thou dance?
Oh,
was
he? Yeah, that's it,
Martin. Do it again. And constant sound.
Hey, they loved it. The fans loved it. Yep.
Thank you, Elon.
All right. So we're in that hello.
Was that kid allowed on stage?
Oh,
shit. He just ran.
We couldn't stop him.
Y'all gotta get better.
He just came up.
If you dance like that, they're going to let you go.
Oh,
in.
Come on.
Let's go for it, boy.
Anyway, look, we're about to get in that hello@duckcallroom.com email bag. Look, if you got any thoughts, questions, or concerns, if you're a bad driver and want to self-admit it to Si and ask him to pray for you, send it on.
Please send it
on. The list is growing.
Y'all pray for me.
That's exactly right. Because he needs the prayers and y'all need the practice. Johnny D, what you got, son?
Hey.
Boy, you should work at a church.
You ain't kidding,
sir. All right. Hey, so we asked y'all to send questions from the Bible, but I don't think we're going to get to that because of the whale story that Si stole from me that I was going to use this segment.
Uh-oh.
I'm so glad you heard about it.
No, that's so cool.
But look, all right, ready for the list?
Yep.
Here's the list of people that sent me an article about my man getting swallowed and then spit out by a whale. Nathan, Gabriel, Austin, Nick from Dadeville, Alabama, Ashley, Adam from Connecticut, Caleb from Gastonia, North Carolina, and just another guy named Caleb. Every one of them wanted us to talk about my man getting swallowed by the whale. So we hit that one.
Nailed
quick.
It.
I could go through my Instagram and Facebook messages, and I got probably a dozen in there that said, make sure you share this with Si.
Oh, yeah.
And I was oh, don't worry, Hammer. We got this.
And I was a little disappointed that you'd heard about it because I wanted to see your immediate reaction.
Oh, like, no. You don't miss that.
You're
one.
Not going to believe
you
what
know,
happened.
You don't miss that.
No, no. That's why it was, it made my weekend.
I know.
It really did.
I wish I was there because I would laugh with
you. A question is asked by a human, and God says, okay.
Not just any human.
Yeah.
A stupid human.
No offense, Thomas.
And no offense, Thomas.
We're all
okay, because as far as I'm concerned, the whole human race is stupid.
That's true.
I agree with that.
All right. Yeah. And then, so we were asking what kind of fish. This is how this all started. We missed a very important Bible verse, gentlemen.
What's that?
We did.
What?
And
is it involved with Jonah?
Nineveh.
It involves Jonah and a man named Jesus.
Ooh.
Okay.
Lay it on me, JD.
And so a bunch of people sent this in too. I don't have the whole list, but his name's John David, so he's getting the shout out from Kingsport, Tennessee. He said, hey, Matthew 12:40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly.
So the son of man.
So it probably was a whale.
Yep.
Jesus said it. I forgot totally about that verse off the top of my head, and a ton of people sent it in. So John David.
Thank you, sir.
Great name.
Yeah.
First off. From Kingsport.
Kingsport's over in East Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
That's where your rig probably started at.
Well, he's not an Owen.
No, but you said that y'all was in that East Tennessee bag.
You know, I did the Ancestry.com thing. I ended up a little disappointed on one side of the family. Come on, man. He fought from the wrong side of the American Revolution, for crying out loud.
Was that for your kin folks came from, JD?
Who?
Tennessee.
The hills and
we
hollers.
Don't know.
Well,
the Owens.
Allegedly.
Buddy, I'm right there with you because Robertson come from Tennessee.
Yeah.
In a couple
allegedly,
of
allegedly, somewhere on that Appalachian
now, my
Trail,
other
they dropped that S.
Yeah. Well, it's because if you meet an Owens,
Owens, those come from the outlaws and the not so good side of the family. Ooh, back in the day.
Well, the horse thieves.
The horse thieves. Oh, hi. If you meet an O-N, they were part of the good side. But that's been a few years.
So you got history, son. Okay.
History, right. Boys. But yeah, no. And then we're not going to get to, remember we asked people, I want more questions. I want to do a whole episode on what do you want to ask when you get to heaven? There's some good ones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's some good ones coming in, but I'm saving those up for maybe a whole episode. And here's a quick question. And I feel like I need to address this because it makes me mad.
Uh-oh.
Sterling from Sacktown, and I appreciate it. He actually said Sacktown. He wants to know how we all drink our coffee, and he wants to know how many of us drink it black. Look, Sterling, black coffee's gross.
No. Black coffee's where it's at.
Now, people, you don't have to drink coffee to be a man. You can drink water.
I'll say this. On the off chance I do drink coffee, which is once a year.
In a blue moon.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It is jet black, and it's a bitter that you should probably just throw it out or put it in your engine.
Thank you. Say that,
Mark. So, Phil, your black coffee.
Yeah.
Well,
Si likes that cream and sugar.
No, let me ask you this, though. Did you drink yours down there out of Phil's?
No.
Ooh.
I did once.
Yeah. Okay.
But I said, I ain't going back in.
He hadn't been able to sleep ever since.
Phil doesn't drink coffee.
No, it's tall.
It's syrup.
It's black burnt motor oil.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. And Jace is about the same. Yeah.
Take us home, Johnny D. What is this week? Galatians 5?
Hey, look. My bad on that one.
Here we go.
Newsflash.
Hey, change versus Groundhog Day. We done rode that horse.
Look. My bad. All right. The Willie replacing me episode.
No, it ain't bad, JD.
No.
And we had our esteemed guest Phil in the building, and he already started in on him. I was like, oh man, this is going to be great. I'm going to do the fruits of the spirit at the end. And then I watched the episode like an hour after that of Willie replacing me, and I was like, oh, dead gum. Mm-hmm. So get the fruits of the spirit. But this week I got you something brand new. A pastor friend of mine named Ryan Lowe put this one on us yesterday.
Read it like him.
Oh, I can't do that. he's a small little fella that I love. He's one of my good friends, but he gave us Isaiah 43. We're going to start at the beginning. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
And I control all of it.
And he's with you.
Hey.
Booyah.
And he does control it all.
Thank you.
Yep. Amen. Maybe. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room.
Next time on the Duck Call Room.
And next time.
Get me to do a Ryan Lowe impression.